Talks, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The FBI has given the Justice Department the names of agents and employees who worked on January 6th investigations. CBS's Erica Brown says President Trump isn't mincing words.
Some FBI agents say they're worried they'll be fired for doing their job.
I'll fire some of them because some of them were corrupt. I have no doubt about that. We had some corrupt agents, and those people are gone, or they will be gone.
CBS's Natalie Brand reports a judge has blocked the Trump administration from placing 2,200 USAID workers on paid leave.
President Trump alleged on social media that the agency has corruption at levels rarely seen before, saying, quote, close it down.
When the judge asked government lawyers what findings they have of corruption at the agency, they had no response. The Coast Guard says the plane carrying 10 people that went missing over Alaska experienced a sudden drop in elevation before its signal was lost. Assistant Chief Benjamin McIntyre Cole.
This is an active search and rescue case.
He says an item of interest has been found, but he wouldn't elaborate. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
4 WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. An alarming number of heart attacks are linked to shoveling snow, and the risks increase with age. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains heart attack snow.
With the combination of cold temperatures and sudden physical exertion, a problem is created. The cold temperatures constrict blood vessels, making it harder for the blood to flow efficiently. So when you pair this with the physical strain of lifting heavy snow, this increases blood pressure and heart rate, forcing the heart to work much harder. And for someone with underlying heart disease or risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, or obesity, this sudden exertion can trigger a heart attack. So people should pace themselves and take regular breaks, probably every 10 to 15 minutes. And using a smaller shovel will help to limit the weight of each load. And if you can, push the snow rather than lifting and tossing it. That'll help reduce strain on the heart.
Travel Wisconsin's Snow Report tool can help you find your next winter adventure. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the Snow Report, and Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks take on the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back in action tonight on the road against the Hawks. Milwaukee able to snap a four-game losing streak with a win in Charlotte Wednesday, even though Giannis Antetokounmpo was out with a sore calf muscle. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, just, you know, we needed a win. I don't think anybody was that concerned by it, but no one likes losing, I can tell you that. And so getting a win, going to Atlanta, you know, hopefully having Giannis back, and you know, let's see what we have from there.
The Bucks confirmed that their mega trade sending Chris Middleton to the last place Wizards has been approved by the NBA. The team adding Kyle Kuzma from Washington and center Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Marjon Beauchamp was sent to the Clippers in exchange for guard Kevin Porter Jr. In college hoops, Wisconsin takes on Iowa at the Carver Hawkway Arena in Iowa City tomorrow, game time at 12 noon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory for 2 to 5 inches of snow starting late tonight and continuing on into Saturday afternoon. Low tonight in the upper teens. High tomorrow, mid-20s. Sunday is looking mostly sunny. Highs only 15 to 20. It's 24 right now.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Maggie Dawn.
Do you know that Donald Trump's draconian policies are hurting children right here in Wisconsin? Dane County's Head Start program experiences outages. We discuss at 3 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who considers a silver medal a participation award, Pete Schwabba.
I would love a silver medal. If I was even capable of receiving a medal. I am not Pete Schwabba. I am Aaron Carreno filling in for Pete, who is just battling everything, I feel like, over these last couple of days. So we have a live show tonight. I hope you're doing well. Welcome to the weekend. We have worked really hard, and now we have slammed our laptops shut until Monday, right? Anyway, we got a big show tonight. Producer Conrad, live from the City Deck Studios up in Green Bay. How are you, my friend?
I am great. It's not as cold as it was a couple days ago, so that makes me a little happier.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that weather because I was doing a little tour because I work, you know, this is a little different for me, right? I'm not used to hosting a show. I'm not used to really doing a whole lot. I'm more of a music host. That's been my background. And so I was driving around working with our markets, which is what I do for Civic Media full time. And yesterday was some wild, wild weather. I mean, I had to like really keep my hands on the wheel. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of those weather events and what to expect this weekend as we get through the rest of the night tonight. We've got a big show. We've got some great guests coming on. WRJN's Rich LoCascio will be joining us at 6:35. And then coming up a little bit later tonight, Scott Rippey, or otherwise known as Rippeyology, the social media weather blogger influencer, will be joining us at about 7:05 tonight. So we're really looking forward to speaking with Scott and having a little fun, hopefully, with this upcoming weather that we're all anticipating. Not quite a spring-like 24 to 48 hours here as we get through the rest of the weekend. And then later on, as we do on most Friday nights on this show, Terry Barr will be joining us for Barr Band Friday. We will talk more with Terry at 7:35. So we've got a lot to look forward to this evening. And of course, the phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. That's also available to text in through our free Civic Media app. If you don't have our app yet, download it in the Google Play or App Store and find whatever station you're listening from and send us a text message tonight. We'd love to hear from you as we head into this weekend. Conrad, let's get to the birthdays tonight.
Yeah, there's some great ones, aren't there?
There really are. And in one of these I want to talk about a little bit further because this guy, we're going to be seeing a little bit more from him in the next 2 weeks. Chris Rock turned 60 today. Chris Rock, 60 years. I mean, I have a hard time with that. I'm like, really? Chris Rock, 60 years old? Ashton Kutcher, 47 years old today. Dude, where's my car? Right, Con?
and as Wisconsinites know, that 70s show, just a great show based in Wisconsin at Point Place, I believe is what the show is. Yeah, so.
It was a great show.
I absolutely loved Kelso in that. He's actually was my favorite character. Just anytime you needed a laugh, every episode, he was going to give you it.
They got some, you know, in case you need a little bit of a reminder of the Ashton days or some of his movies, you got some clips for us that you might want to, you know, send us down memory lane, Con. Go ahead.
Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude? Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude? Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude? Did I drive last night? Yeah, I think so.
Really?
I'm not sure. Dude, where's your car?
Dude, it's not funny, dude. The car is gone.
Yeah. Dude, where's my car?
Shut up, dude!
Sorry. Dude, where's my car? Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude? Dude, there's your car. Oh.
It was behind the mail truck.
I was going to say, and you might be asking yourself that exact question. If you're parking in downtown Green Bay and you've been there too long, you won't have a ticket. You won't have a car.
Exactly.
The car will be gone.
Yes.
As we know, right? So we got a lot coming up here tonight. Also want to get to some a big release this week. And Pete didn't get to this because he's been off the last couple of nights. But I want to remind everybody that Ace Ventura Pet Detective came out this week in 1994.
Yes, it is one of my all-time favorite movies. Every single moment in it makes me laugh, especially the slinky when it goes down all those steps. I think there's like 500 steps and he just follows it going down and sings the classic song, Everyone Loves a Slinky.
Jim Carrey, right?
Yes, Jim Carrey.
Quite the character.
Yes.
Wow. That's just, I mean, that's 30 years ago. It's just hard to believe. I mean, between that and then Chris Rock and then Ashton Kutcher, really, really funny people, funny movies, funny shows. And Chris Rock, by the way, Khan, is going to hopefully be in the SNL 50 special because they've announced the first round of guests for the 50th anniversary special. We didn't see Chris Rock's name in that. At least I didn't see it yet. But the Five Timers Club, Tom Hanks, Steve Martin, Scarlett Johansson, Paul Simon and Martin Short. We are used to seeing them. Woody Harrelson, among some of the first guests announced for the 3-hour primetime show, which will be airing February 16th on your local NBC affiliate. So I'm really looking forward to that. And there's going to be, I'm sure, a ton of other artists who will be making special appearances. And I can imagine they're probably going to have a lot of those original, like, segments, bits that we've come to love over the years. You know, Dana Carvey doing the church chat maybe once again. We'd love to see that. Looks like Paul McCartney and Peyton Manning will also be set to appear on the SNL 50 3-hour primetime event. So that'll be a lot of fun. Really looking forward to that one. We have to get to, though, a big weekend. This is a big weekend.
It is. It is.
Right? I mean, and it's not just for... It's for everybody. Let's go to the question of the night, shall we? Let's do it.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
So Sunday is the big game, and that is our question of the night. Who do you want to win the big game? Is it going to be Kansas City or is it going to be Philadelphia? Now, if you're watching on the live stream right now, you'll see that I am wearing red, and it just so happens to also be Wear Red Day for women's heart health, right? That's also today. It's Wear Red Day if you are a Kansas City fan, and having lived in Kansas City for about a year and a half, I will tell you, Conrad, that I have a second favorite football team, and so I'm wearing my Kansas City shirt here on the live stream, and that's not a very popular team for people who are watching the big game coming up this weekend.
No, I just think, you know, I don't mind it, you know, but a lot of people are sick of them winning. But that's the same thing. You go back to Tom Brady. A lot of people were sick of him winning too. It just goes down to their legacy. They're great. They're in the Super Bowl. You just got to watch this game and just have fun watching it, you know?
But would people, do you think, really want a new champion every single year? Because then that becomes kind of, you know, it's always when they start to do really, really well that people then don't want them to win anymore, right? You just talked about Tom Brady. We were always cheering. Remember when they first went to the big game, Kansas City, and everybody was pulling for them because they were the underdog. They were the Midwestern team, right, that everybody was cheering for. And then all of a sudden, they get really good, and then people are like, yeah, I'm not into watching them anymore. I don't want them to win at all.
You know, it goes, for me, I guess, it's like, I don't care who wins the game. I'm just going to enjoy watching football. But it's like, I don't have my team in there, so that's who I want to win. That's, you know.
I would love to have Green Bay in there.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. I am a Green Bay fan, first and foremost. I'm a season ticket holder. I am a stock shareholder, I guess, whatever you call it, right? I own a piece of the team, or I own a piece of paper that tells me apparently I own a piece of the Packers or something like that. Yeah. But I'm cheering for Kansas City, and I want to know if you are also cheering for Kansas City or you're cheering for Philadelphia in the big game. You can text us right now through the Civic Media app. Find your station, use that text button at the bottom of your screen. And of course, phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. So this is kind of interesting because we watch the big game every year. We watch it for either the football. Maybe we just use it as an excuse to get together with friends on a Sunday night to prolong the weekend. Maybe you're making a special dip, 7-layer dip, taco dip. Maybe you're making wings. You've got the crock pot ready to go already. But a lot of people watch it for the commercials still, right? I mean, yeah, that's a big part of this. $8 million is the average price for a commercial for the big game. And by the way, I guess the ad executives are saying that it's kind of a bang for your buck. Like, what? $8 million? That's a lot, right?
It's a lot of money, but imagine, I guess they're saying, how many eyes you get on your commercial. Be like, especially for DoorDash, I know that they're going to make their money probably because people are going to be like, oh yeah, DoorDash, we could order something from there for the game, you know, after seeing a commercial. Or Uber Eats, you know.
I always love the commercials when they have like the QR code up on the screen and then you want to, you're yeah, like compelled to get your phone and actually scan whatever it is. Remember that one year, was that 2 years ago, for like a crypto company? You had to grab your phone and then you had to scan the screen and everybody was, the thing was moving around the screen. Do you remember that ad at all?
I don't remember that.
All right.
With the QR code though, there is one that I remember from last year. I can't remember if it was DoorDash or a different company, but they had, you would have followed the ad all the way to the end. And if you catched every single word and put it into the QR code, you get a prize or something like that. It was like impossible. Because it went so fast.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
And you're right. It was completely impossible. It was absolutely impossible. Also, Kendrick Lamar is performing at the big game on Sunday, and I'm really looking forward to that halftime show. He's incredibly talented and had a big Grammys weekend last weekend. So, commercials, the game, the camaraderie, everything to look forward to. And again, our question of the night, are you cheering for Kansas City? Or are you cheering for Philadelphia? You can text in right now through the Civic Media app. And we're going to also talk food and an experience I had yesterday that just blew my mind. And I want everybody to have the same experience. We'll get to that next. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Nightlight with Beach Waba on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Aaron Carreno filling in for Pete tonight, who just needs to kick his feet up and relax for a couple of days. Phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. You can also text us through the Civic Media app, the free app from wherever you are right now, from the comfort of your home, hopefully not texting and driving. We want to make sure you got, no distractions as you're driving around. The question of the night tonight, are you cheering for Philadelphia or are you cheering for Kansas City to win the big game on Sunday? That's a really mixed. I don't even think it's mixed. I actually think it's one-sided. It feels like everybody is cheering for Philadelphia. And maybe that's just me, but it feels like nobody wants to see a three-peat. And I'm like, let's just rewrite history. Let's make this a thing. Let's just get three and then we can call it quits maybe for a little bit, because then Green Bay has to come in and take that spot eventually next year, right? Lots to talk about with the big game. We've got to that. I wanted to get to some, I like talking about food. I think I always did for some reason. Talking about the big game this weekend. Maybe you're making some food. Maybe you got something in the crock pot. I had an experience yesterday. I went up with my dad and I went up to Upper Michigan. And on our way back from a father-son kind of night, we passed through Menominee, Michigan. I'm thinking of Pete Schwaba right here in particular because this is his area. There is a specific drive-through spot in Menominee, Michigan that I've driven by it a million times up until yesterday. I finally decided to stop in and try what is famous to the UP, Conrad. You know where I'm going with this?
I do.
Have you had a pasty before?
Oh yeah. They're so good.
John Mino from the WGBW morning show in Green Bay would have a lot to say about this right now. John, they're so good. I know he's from the UP. That was a mind-blowing experience. So they have all these different options. It's kind of like, how would you describe it? It's like a meat pie, right?
Because sometimes you go somewhere else, they're not called that. They're called just a meat pie. And that's exactly what it is.
What kind of pasty do you like? What's your preferred pasty? Conrad's preferred pasty.
I like a little bit of cheese and just some meat in there. You know, it's really, that's all that's needed.
Simple guy, right?
That's all that's needed. You don't need anything else.
You don't need anything fancy. You don't need what I had. She said, do you want sausage? Do you want ham? Or do you want the Western? I had to go Western. You got to have hash browns.
Yes.
You got to have everything in it. That thing was amazing. Now, it was a little hard to eat and drive yesterday because of that wild wind situation happening all over. I mean, not just Northeast Wisconsin, but it was really everywhere. And I'm driving, and I said, well, I'll just wait until we stop at the gas station. I'll finish my pasty then. It'll still be warm. And meanwhile, 10 minutes went by, and I'm looking at my dad who's in the passenger seat of the car. I had been so focused on the road with it being so windy. I look over to my right, and my dad is just mauling this pasty down, and it's all over his shirt. It's all over the car seat. Eggs are falling down onto the, you know, the bottom of the, you know, the foot, the floor mats. It's making a big old mess, but it was that good. I mean, it was devoured. I mean, I probably had mine in like 1 or 2 minutes. It was gone. And I will make that now a part of my trip every single time I go up through the Upper Peninsula. Every single time I will make sure to stop and have a homemade pasty. I'm going to do a big tour. I'm going to try multiple different places. If you have any recommendations, feel free to text them in on the Civic Media app. I'd love to hear from you.
I think that's the proper way to eat one of those because it's so good. You don't know how to stop when you start, you know?
I could have ordered probably two. Well, then we had the chili because I was like, well, if I'm here and they're really good at making pasties, I'm going to try whatever else they had. So we got a big thing of chili. I had chili all over my seat, the chili on the steering wheel.
Your car was a war zone.
Pants. You know, my shirt's red right now because I'm wearing Kansas City red. It's like chili all over my black pants. It was quite an experience, but it might require a vehicle detail over the weekend. That's all I'm saying about that. So let's get to what we have coming up. We've got some really big guests coming up. Rich Licasio is coming up at 6:35, and he's going to be talking all about wrestling and his newly found situation as WRGN radio host, which I know he's really excited about that. We'll speak with Rich at 6:35. And then coming up at 7:05, my friend Scott Rippey, who is the weather blogger. He's a weather social media blogger influencer. He runs a page called Rippeyology. And this page is just hilarious. He has a very interesting take on weather using humor, some foul language, but he gets it right. And we've got a big weather event coming up tomorrow. If you've heard the weather reports on your local Civic Media radio station, depending on where you are in the state, we're going to experience several inches of snowfall. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Scott joins us at 7:05. And then a little bit later this evening, 7:35, it is Bar Band Friday with Terry Barr. So we'll be speaking with Terry and getting a preview for Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network that'll air tomorrow night starting at 6 o'clock. Conrad?
Yeah?
Are you making anything for the big game? You're making pasties for Sunday. You having friends? What are you doing for this game, man?
You know, actually, I'm working on Mino and the Mayor on Monday morning, so it's not going to be a crazy night because I want to go to sleep before that. So, actually, I found this low-calorie McChicken that I can make. And I made it once, and it was really good. You use cornflakes, yellow mustard, and a bunch of seasonings. And you just mix that all together, throw that into a pan, and it tastes just like a McChicken.
You make McChickens from your apartment in Green Bay?
Yep.
All right.
It tastes just like the real thing, and it's only about like 160 calories.
Party at your house.
By myself.
McChickens and pasties from producer Conrad. That sounds like a blast. Keep those texts coming in, too, with our question of the night. Who you want to win the big game? I'd love to get your thoughts. Looks like we've got, let's see here. Don't mind if Casey wins. I like Mahomes. He seems like a nice young man. That's Monica from Mount Horeb. Thank you for listening on WMDX. Keep those texts coming in. We'll get to Rich Licasio in minutes. Stay with us. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill in Congress that would close a tax loophole regarding carried interest that allows investors to pay less income tax. The legislation, called the Carried Interest Fairness Act, would require that carried interest income be taxed like regular income. Right now, some investors are able to divert some wage income to fall under the lower 23.8% capital gains tax rate instead of being subject to ordinary income tax rates of up to 40.9%. Baldwin said that President Donald Trump has previously called the loophole unfair to American workers. Baldwin's legislation has about 13 co-sponsors, all Democrats, in the U.S. Senate. The fate of the bill is unclear given Republican control of both houses of Congress and the White House.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
We got something going here in Madison. Power play goal, Simon Tassi. 2-1 Wisconsin. Stops one and another again to his left. He scores. Oh, he ripped that one over the glove hand. William Grima, like an octopus in a broom closet.
We are America's college hockey capital.
The relentless resilient Red with another come from behind win.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Hey, hockey fans, from Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison, welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the Badgers open an important two-game weekend series against the Penn State Nittany Lions. Adam Morrison, our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Ian Perrin, the former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach alongside on Brian Posick. Well, last weekend at Mariucci Arena, the Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers were tied in the third period both games, but Minnesota outscored Wisconsin 7-1 combined in those two third periods and swept the Badgers 5-2 and 4-1. Wisconsin 11-14-3 overall, 6-11-1 in the Big Ten. Currently in fifth place, but only 1 point behind Michigan for fourth place and the final quarterfinal home playoff spot for the Big Ten tournament. Badgers, though, with only one win in their last six Big Ten games. Meanwhile, Penn State has turned things around after an 0-8 conference start. The Nittany Lions are 3-2-3 in their last eight Big Ten games, currently 12-11-3 overall, 3-10-3 in the Big Ten, sixth place, 10 points behind the Badgers, but two games in hand. And Ian, all you have to do is look at the pairwise rankings. Wisconsin 17th, Penn State 20th, the Badgers fighting for home ice in the Big Ten playoffs, but they need to start getting on a roll here and string some wins together.
Yeah, and you know, I'll be honest with you, because after the Michigan series, I felt pretty good about Badgers. I mean, I really did. They came from behind in the third period. Seems like, okay, we're on the right roll here. We've tied some games and we've taken them to overtime. We've got some come-from-behind victories here in the third period. And then after watching the games at Minnesota, I'm like, whoa, what just happened? You know, I don't know if a coach has an answer to that type of situation or not. But I'm sure that the instruction all week was, let's play a full game. I mean, 60 minutes is what they put up on the clock. Let's play 60 instead of 40. Let's, you know, whatever the case may be. And I can also feel very sorry for Coach Hastings trying to figure out what happened in those third periods. You know, was there certain players that had a letdown? Did they succumb to the pressure? I just don't understand how it all went. But one of the things that they've been battling here, especially in the third period, is inconsistency in goal. And Scarfone's got to play a lot better in the third period in order for them to get some wins.
Tommy Scarfone, the senior goaltender, transfer from RIT, and get in goal again tonight for the Badgers. In his last eight starts, he's allowed 27 goals. That's a 355 goals against and an 872 save percentage. He'll face Penn State junior Arseny Sergeyev, a transfer from UConn, who's also struggled of late. 18 goals allowed in his last four games, an 869 save percentage. Maybe the first of four, five, six tonight. We'll see.
Yeah.
The Badgers and the Penn State Nittany Lions, and we'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores!
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores! Badgers answer right back!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get power back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
By NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here at the Kohl Center in Madison, second to last regular season home series of the year for the Wisconsin Badgers. They welcome in the Penn State Nittany Lions. Head coach Mike Hastings joins us here on the pregame show. And I know, Mike, you're looking ahead, but fans look back to what happened a weekend ago against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And I'll be honest, I was at both games, and you've played well. Your club played well for long stretches against Minnesota. But one of the lessons you talked about with your team afterwards is got to play 60 back-to-back nights, and I guess that just didn't happen against the Gophers.
No, it didn't. You know, got off to a really good start, won the first 20 minutes. They flipped the script a little bit there in the back half of the second period, and it was one apiece. They found a way to get the first one in the third period and extend it. And then, you know, you look at us in game two, we make some adjustments, do a good job of keeping the Snuggerud line off the score sheet. You know, we're zeros for 50 minutes. We had some opportunities. They did. They end up scoring just as a power play expired and had a second one soon after that. So some good things, but not enough. And at this time of the year, you have to find ways to win.
I know you were excited about how you played defensively on Saturday as opposed to Friday, but you also mentioned Saturday your offense was a little disoriented or disconnected. Explain that for us.
Well, you know, our exits, when our defensemen were getting pucks, if a puck got cleared from their end and it was out in the neutral zone, we need to be connected this way. We need to come back, and our forwards have to get tight with our defensemen so our defensemen have options. And then whether you go to the middle of the rink, you go to a wall, you want that player to have options. The only way you do that is have five guys in proximity. They've got to be close to each other, communicating, moving, supporting the puck, and we get away from that. So that's been a key of us this week, is trying to make sure we're getting back to puck so we can exit with five.
Yeah, I know your top line, Gavin Morrissey, Rylan Mosley, and Quinn Finley, relatively quiet against Minnesota. We haven't seen that very much this year.
No, and you know, again, you're on the road. They get the matchups. We tried to get them away from some of those guys as much as we could. But again, that's a great opportunity for some of our other guys to step up. And recently, prior to that, you had Tassie have a really good weekend against Michigan. You had Fitzgerald and Dick. You've got to give some credit to Minnesota, as much as it pains me to do that. Yeah, you have to. They were good. They deserve the weekend. We've got to learn from it, grow from it, and we've got an opportunity tonight.
Badgers and Penn State. More with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point, life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Jack Vorbach, right wing from Wisconsin Men's Hockey. We're ready to amp up our game this season, and we want you in our corner. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the ice. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student-athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culvers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, the Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Badgers and the Nittany Lions coming up here in just a bit. Wisconsin has won 7 games in a row against Penn State, dating back a couple of years. And the Nittany Lions come in. They've been playing well as of late. You know, they started 0-8 in the Big Ten, but they've really played well lately. I think it coincides with their starting goaltender returning from an injury. They like to fly. There's no question about it. They also take a lot of penalties. So we had talked earlier in the week about your power play. It's been good, but you'd like to see it come through in key moments. You're going to get your chances this weekend, I think.
Yeah, if we go out and possess pucks and play with pace and get over pucks in that offensive zone and try and make them defend for long periods of time and then take advantage of it. I think we've recently just lost a little bit of our swagger. Talking to the guys about trying to play with so much pace that it's difficult to defend because the puck can always move faster than any one player. And then having a little bit more of a shot-first mentality. We're playing a team tonight that anytime they get in the power play, 5-on-5, even shorthanded, they're going to be shooting from the bench. So for us, it's about going out, making sure we get some wins on the faceoff dot early so we can have in-zone possession. And then when they do get a clear, make sure we come back and are connected and try and get in with possession so we can get as many looks at the net as we possibly can in that two-minute time slot.
Get a key piece back to your number one power play unit, too. Cody Laskowski's been out for 5 games with an injury. He plays down on the goal line. He's got good vision. He'll whack a few in for you, too, but it's nice to have him back. A kid that's proven to be able to put the puck.
That, and he's a distributor, too. He's a dual threat that way, and I know his assists don't say that, but he is a guy that, he can see a play and make a play when it's there. I think he can also help us on our entries. So I think that group's excited about being back together. I also think the line of Laskowski, Fitzy, and Kooks are excited about being back together. And so hopefully we can have some depth throughout our lineup as far as being a threat offensively without giving up a lot defensively.
To have the last change to this weekend facing a line that includes Aiden Fink, one of the top scorers in the country.
Yeah, and we've got to be aware of that group. They kind of make them click. I think he's right around that 1.4 points a game. So obviously, if you keep him off the board, you're doing something to give your team a better chance to win. Part of that is power play. Part of that is just not letting him get out and get into some racehorse hockey off the rush, because I think he's real dangerous. He's one of those few players in our league that doesn't need many shot opportunities to finish. So we're going to have to be aware of him and make sure that we know when he's out on the rink.
It's nice to be back home and get a little support too.
Yeah, it is. This place has been special the last couple times we've been here. The fans have been great about coming out. We've done our job when we needed to, and we've got to do that again tonight.
Tommy Scarfone in goal tonight for Mike Hastings Club against the Penn State Nittany Lions. More of our pregame show coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson, the Green Bay woman, shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history. For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here, well, Black History Month, Miss Venus is going to dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you want to be. That is my heart. I want to be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Forrester and the Ad Council.
It's Wisconsin and Penn State opening a two-game weekend series here tonight. The Nittany Lions lead the all-time series, 27 wins, 25 losses, 3 ties. But after winning 6 in a row, Penn State has lost 7 straight to Wisconsin. In fact, the Badgers took 5 of 6 points in State College back in November, winning 5-4 in overtime. Daniel Lodge with a game winner
And then in the finale, the Badgers scored four goals in the first 8-10 minutes and beat the Nittany Lions 6-3. Guy Gadowski, in his 13th season as head coach at Penn State, a record of 221, 197, and 31. He's a young man, or not a young man anymore, but Guy actually has 394 career wins in his career, Penn State, Alaska, and Princeton. He's currently tied with Bob Johnson for 31st all-time in Division I collegiate coaching victories.
I think the best thing is that he's a very dominant personality. I mean, he's a very large man who seems to take control of everything. And one of the first times that I ever met him, I happened to be with a pro scout from Winnipeg, and he goes, "You know, Guy, I remember you when you were an average hockey player at Colorado College." That's the only time I ever saw Guy Gadowski not have a comeback. It was classic.
That is classic.
But he is. I mean, he sets his own pace. There's no question about that. He's a very, very diligent in what he wants them to do. And when they first came into the league, I will tell you what, anybody who could try and attempt that many shots in a game, and his theory was if you don't shoot the puck, it's not going to score.
Yeah.
They were warming up in the parking lot. I mean, it was just unbelievable how they would average like 42 shots a game.
Right, yeah.
And now all of a sudden it's a little more under control, but I think he just doesn't have the horses to do what he used to do.
Yeah, they averaged 33 shots on goal per game, averaging about 3.4 goals per contest, giving up 3.2. They do have some horses, though, namely Aiden Fink, a young man who originally committed to Wisconsin from the Alberta Junior League, the Brooks Bandits. Fink, as a freshman last year, was outstanding. 15 goals, 34 points, named to the Big Ten All-Freshman team. As a sophomore, his 19 goals right now are tied for fourth in the country. His 37 points tied for third. He's averaging 1.42 points per game. That's second in the U.S. behind Michigan State's Isaac Howard. But he's got some running mates too. Reese Laubach, a very good centerman, 10 goals, 21 points. And then there's a young man from Verona, J.J. Weebush, who has 5 goals and 19 points. 2 goals, 8 points during a 5-game point scoring streak. They've got some guys that can put the puck away for sure. Now the question may be defensively, and is Arseniy Sergeyev the guy to backstop them to something special down the stretch? We'll soon see.
It's the question in the Badger locker room, too.
It
Who's
is.
Going to be the backstop down the stretch as we go with it? So, yeah, I think right now with, 6 games left in the Big Ten, you get into a situation, 8 games left for Penn State, I guess.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Right.
But you get into a situation, and I will say this about either coach, if they find a goalie that's going to be hot for them down the stretch, they're going to ride them until they can ride them no more.
2 other games in the Big Ten, lead-leading Michigan State and 4th-place Michigan tied at 1 after 1 period in East Lansing, and Ohio State and Notre Dame even at 1 after 1 period of play in South Bend. The Badgers and Penn State will set the line charts coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill.
complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin and Penn State, our injury update brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Wisconsin happy to have Cody Laskowski back in the lineup. The transfer from RIT missed the last five games with a lower body injury. 7 goals in 23 games he skated for the Badgers this season. Senior defenseman Daniel Lodge done for the season following hip surgery. Penn State without one of its top defensemen, senior Jimmy Dowd Jr., maybe out a couple of more weeks. Our quick trip lineups will start with Penn State. Their head coach Guy Gadowski in goal is Arseny Sergeyev, 6'4 junior, a transfer from UConn. This season, Sergeyev is 9-6-3, a .273 goals against, a .909 save percentage. Last weekend, he gave up 6 goals in a 7-3 loss to Michigan after stopping 35 shots in a 5-4 win in the series opener. Starting defensively, their team captain, Simon Mack. He is a senior from Brockville, Ontario. A goal and 18 points for Mack. His partner is freshman Cade Christensen, 6'3", 190-pound freshman from Edmonton, who has 6 assists this season. And the starting centerman for Penn State, Charlie Serrato, a fine freshman who hails from Falston, Maryland. In fact, he's third in the Big Ten among goal scorers who are freshmen. He's got 11 with 22 points. The left winger, Matt DeMarsico from the Green Bay Gamblers, a sophomore from Wexford, Pennsylvania. In fact, Penn State has 5 former Gamblers on its roster. DeMarsico this season has 8 goals and 19 points. Then we mentioned J.J. Weebush, the 6'1", 180-pound freshman from Verona, born in River Falls, played last season for Sioux Falls in the USHL. Weebush has 5 goals and 19 points so far this season. We'll be keeping an eye and an ear open for their top line, left to right, Danny Zhaniev, Reese Lawback, and Aiden Fink, their leading scorer with 19 goals and 37 points. For the Wisconsin Badgers in goal, Tommy Scarfoni, the senior from Montreal, a record of 9-10-3, a .247 goals against, a .905 save percentage. He stopped 45 of the 52 shots he faced in last weekend's two-game series sweep at the hands of Minnesota. Defensively, we'll see sophomore Joe Polatichuk with junior Ben Dexheimer. Polatichuk from Cottage Grove, only 2 assists this season. Dexheimer, the junior from Edina, a goal and 16 points. Ian, last year they were paired together and were very, very good. This year, this is the first time they've been paired together. What do you think?
I think statistically you have to look at the fact that Joe Polatichuk is -4 for the season and Ben Dexheimer is -8. Both people who like to get caught up ice or like to go up ice and sometimes get caught. So do you put 2 flames in 1 fire or don't you? I mean, that's the big question that you ask. But I think it's about time. Yeah. I really do think it's about time.
Well, I will tell you, last season, Dexheimer had 5 goals and 28 points, and Polatichuk had 3 goals and 18 points. They combined for 46 points as a deep pair. We'll see if that pays dividends here tonight. Starting at center, Christian Fitzgerald, the junior from Coquitlam, British Columbia. 6 goals, 15 points for Fitzgerald. His left winger, Cody Laskowski, the fifth year out of Camrose, Alberta. Mentioned his 7 goals this season. Also with 7 goals this year, Kyle Kukinen, the junior from Maple Grove, Minnesota. He has failed to score in each of his last 9 games. Quinn Finley, Gavin Morrissey, Rylan Mosley left to right. Finley shut out last weekend at Minnesota, while Morrissey and Mosley just 1 point each from 30 for the season. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Fans filing into the Kohl Center here in Madison for the series opener between Wisconsin and Penn State. And the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time, and you'll be surprised.